Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the next episode of The Bull Time Investor. My name is Corey Marlowe, and I'm joined here today with, obviously, my partners Adam Johnston and Scott Hartman. Boys, say hello.
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 So enthusiastic. So today we kind of want to cover financial planning, you know, the ins and outs of financial planning, why we think it's important, right? How we go about it, how we do it, how we deliver it to our clients and prospects. And obviously, you know, I actually just got back from a conference last night. I was out in Houston, and financial planning was one of, I would say, probably the three, you know, hot topics. So I guess I'll throw it to you, Adam, first. Why do you think financial planning is so important for the clients that you serve?
Yeah, I think it's very important in multiple different ways. I think one way is it really gives us a roadmap for what the client's looking for, right? So it's one thing to just look at something with a client and investments and just give them an investment idea, but we've got to make sure we're setting goals for the client to make sure our investment strategies are aligning with what their true goals are, right? So we need to look at a cash flow analysis for clients, right? As we're going after these goals, let's make sure we're looking at cash flow, make sure we're appropriately placing funds to help them achieve all of their goals. Look at income planning and retirement planning when we get to that stage, right? We don't want to wait till we're retired to make sure our income plan is going to work when we're in retirement. So we need to start setting our goals for what that looks like at an earlier point. Need to figure out if we're adding money to the right spots, Roth IRA, if appropriate, IRAs, non-qualified funds. And then plan for big purchase items, right? Maybe we want to buy a vacation home. Maybe we've got a children we want to send to school. We've got a daughter that we want to pay for a wedding. We need to make sure we're allocating all these different objectives that we want to hit.
Awesome. Scott, I mean, you kind of, Adam covered a lot there, but why do you think that financial planning is so important for our clients?
I think the key, which he really said, was you have an in-depth relationship with your client. You understand what they want, and then how we can actually roadmap to get there, and making sure those goals are smart goals, so they're achievable. You know, they're measurable. Whatever. It might be just a very simple, I need X amount of income in retirement, or it could be a very, very, very advanced plan where we're trying to help out with some tax management, some making some good decisions with that, on top of, you know, like he said, maybe college and a lake house and all these things that we can help people plan for. But you really have to, you really got to dig in and know your clients, know what's important to them, and make sure that we're, checking all those boxes to make sure their needs are met.
Yeah, I think too, we touched on this on the last episode, when we had Tracy and Destiny on. Obviously everybody's goals, as a household are ever changing. And so throughout our financial planning process, kind of what we try to do is, we goal out every separate goal that the household has separately. Right. And we start with number one, income planning, retirement income. That's what everybody works for. That's
for sure.
The number one reason, right, is it's sustainable throughout retirement, as far as burn rate, spend down rate. But you want to tithe to the local parish. Do you want to give back to your university, right? Do you want to buy that boat? Do you want to buy that vacation home? Someone that's getting married in the future. And so when we put subset goals out for each one of those, we can put a probability of success to each one by running different Monte Carlo simulations and all kinds of fancy things that our software allows us to do. And essentially it says, hey, okay, this is attainable. This is achievable. Or, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, it's this boat might be a stretch. If your spend rate's going to be, X throughout, this number of years. So, I think that's kind of one of the important things too. It's not just cash flow. It's not just income planning. It's not just retirement planning, but it's subset goal kind of probability, and having those real life conversations with our clients to say, hey, we would like you to be in the 80 plus probability percentage range for all of these goals, but in reality, that's not how it works all the time. So
when I think too, for our clients, like, we're not just going to be a yes person, right? If there's a goal that you have, that's just not going to work, or it's going to cause conflict, then we're going to tell you that. And, hopefully, hopefully you appreciate what we're telling you and we continue to work together. But if you want to go find someone that's just going to tell you, yeah, you can do all of that, then that's not necessarily our approach to planning, right? We want to make sure we're putting you in a good position to be successful.
Yeah. I think, too, like legacy planning is so important inside of the financial planning part too. I think that's where we kind of find out, like you said, are we going to leave some money for organizations? Are we going to leave money for kids? Are we, you know, whatever that looks like. And we have clients all across the board where the most important thing is to have the biggest, you know, inheritance for kids. And we have a lot of clients too, that are like, you know, they can take care of themselves kind of thing too. So, we can never assume, you know, what a client's looking for, without, you know, getting to know them better for sure.
And there's a lot of planning that goes into how to give money as well, right?
Sure.
You don't just leave it in a brokerage account and say, here you go, right? We can title it in different ways. We can use different vehicles to give some asset protection, to give some tax benefits as well.
Yeah. I think too, you know, at least through the software that we utilize. And so we use, called Wealth Vision, powered by a company called eMoney, but allows us a lot of, flexibility. And so one of the things that we focus on that I think maybe other planners don't hit on as much, is, you know, we can control the controllables, right? But there's other outside factors when it comes to financial planning that we may or may not have control over in the future, right? So
right.
Inflation, I mean, you look at inflation over the last couple of years, it's been running rampant. Obviously we've got a somewhat cooperative Fed, I would say, at this point, and CPI readings are coming down, which is great, but we have to factor in inflation because things 20 years from now, most likely are going to cost more, right? So
100%.
Taxes, right? And this goes back to Adam too, kind of, you know, adding money to Roth and IRAs, non-qualified accounts, obviously all the taxation is different on all of those. And so when we look at the goal planning and how are we going to fund these purchases and how are we going to fund an effective retirement income stream, we need to be cognizant of, okay, where are we going to take money from where? Because, you know, we don't want the client to get bumped up a tax bracket or, you know, things like that. So,
well, not only earned income, but what about with inheritance tax, right? There's some laws that'll be sunsetting soon and we don't know then,
yeah,
you know, how much you're going to be able to gift or give without any kind of inheritance tax. So these are all things that we need to be able to walk through and talk through
for
with
sure.
Our clients.
And yeah, I think that's also important. You know, when Scott mentioned, you know, estate planning, things like that, you know, we can help clients make decisions. We can't make decisions for them. But as Adam alluded to, you know, tax law changes all the time. And so we can really only prepare for what we know.
Right. One of those uncontrollables, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And I think that's why that financial plan has to be updated on an annual basis, where we're going and checking. And as these things change in the environment, and also, as clients' needs change, it's very important to stay on top of all that for sure.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I think that kind of brings it full circle, to kind of our process, because obviously, you know, when we're doing our reviews with our clients, whether they're semi-annual or annual, or the client just wants to come in, because they've had a change financially or for their household, that's where we're going to update, you know, income. That's where we're going to update savings. That's where we're going to update, you know, the goals that are necessary to be changed. And, the other nice thing about at least kind of the software that we utilize in house at Financial Partners is that, it's interactive. So our clients can see it, when they log into their portal. We can share files with them if they want to see new updated cash flow reports or retirement income reports, goal summary analysis. Obviously that's things that we can just put kind of in their, in their portal so they can access it electronically. So yeah, it's super interactive. And I think, being selfish, I'll say at least, I don't know how people in this industry, at least successful advisors, you know, can stay successful without doing planning. I just think there's too many unknowns, because there's a million ways you can manage money. There's a million ways you can manage insurance, right?
Yeah.
And risk, but without having a proper plan in place and without updating that plan, you know, consistently, you're just kind of shooting fish in a barrel, really.
So I think at that point, all you're doing is basing your relationship on investment returns.
Yeah.
And it becomes hard because you're not going to win the investment return game every year.
Right.
Can't. I can't.
Yeah. Sure. And I mean, I think we'd be doing our clients, you know, as fiduciaries, a disservice by, you know, not, you know, planning for the future and planning for the present and, you know, making those changes, as they evolve. So
I think there's another part of planning, that gets a little uncomfortable with clients, right? If you have a spouse or your partner with you and it's, you know, planning for the loss of one of those, you know, that either spouse or partner. So, you know, how do we address that?
Yeah.
Right. Because we can have all of our goals set and we can know that we're on the right track as far as income is concerned and savings concerned. But what if life throws us a curveball and all of a sudden we lose a spouse and we lose that income in the future? You know, how do we pivot? How do we protect? How can we still put some guarantees in there to help make sure that we can still achieve as many of those goals as possible? So, I mean, that's an uncomfortable part of the planning process that we'll have to address as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's necessary, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, guys. Well, I mean, I think we've covered quite a bit on today's episode in regards to financial planning. I think obviously, I speak for all of us when we say that, you know, it's probably the most important thing that we do at Financial Partners. I think it's also the most important deliverable that we offer our clients and prospects. And, you know, it's a living, breathing kind of working process. And, without it, I don't think that, ourselves or our clients would be as successful in regards to achieving their retirement goals. So, well, we appreciate your guys' time today. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Bull Time Investor. Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.